This is the Dallas Morning News.
Hey there, I'm Dylan Lewis, one of the hosts of Motley Fool Money. Each weekday on Motley Fool Money, we talk through the business news you need to know and the stories moving stocks on Wall Street. On weekends, we dive into the industries shaping tomorrow and host the experts, authors, and executives that understand them. Tune in for insights, a long-term perspective on investing, and of course, stock ideas, plenty of them. To quote a listener, it pays to listen. Check us out and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
It's Friday, February 23rd. A gorgeous weekend is on tap for the Dallas-Fort Worth area. 73 and sunny today with a low dipping to 46 overnight. Mostly sunny tomorrow with a high of 76, and Sunday will be 82. The overnight lows over the weekend will be in the upper 50s. Here are today's headlines. When Dallas City Council meets next Tuesday to figure out how to fill outgoing City Manager T.C. Broadnax's position, Mayor Eric Johnson will not be there. On Thursday, Johnson sent a memo in contrast to a Wednesday memo from three council members that said Kim Beiser-Tolbert would be appointed as the interim City Manager. The council memo also said the meeting will include discussion of the search process and next steps. Johnson's memo indicates he wants the city council to pace the search, saying, "There is simply no reason to rush this process, and any decisions about how to move forward should be made in a manner that inspires public confidence." Johnson has instead recommended following the June 3rd deadline and finding time during regularly scheduled council meetings to allow for meaningful discussion and full participation from all 15 duly elected members of the City Council on these vital matters. In other news, the federal government has invested billions of dollars in a national public safety communications network known as FirstNet, but that did not prevent disruptions to the emergency response system during Thursday's wireless outage involving Dallas-based AT&T, Inc. So what is FirstNet? And how is AT&T involved? FirstNet is a wireless broadband network designed solely for first responders during times of crises, like natural or human-made disasters. FirstNet is not a commercial network, and only organizations authorized by the First Responder Network Authority, which is responsible for operating the FirstNet network, allow entities like emergency services to use FirstNet. FirstNet came into existence after the 9/11 terrorist attacks revealed issues in how emergency services communicated with the public and one another. Radio systems used by law enforcement, fire services, EMS, and emergency management were often not easily accessible or reliable. Landline and mobile networks also quickly got jammed by the high volume of calls in the wake of the attack. Next up, a man who sued Atmos Energy has died after his Carrollton home exploded last month, the law firm representing him said Thursday. Attorney Jesus Garcia Jr. said in a written statement that 51-year-old Sergio Valdez died Saturday from grave injuries he sustained during the January 20th explosion, adding that Valdez was a loving, dedicated husband, father, grandfather, and friend who will be dearly missed. Valdez, along with his wife Raquel Garcia, sued Atmos in the days after the blast. Valdez was hospitalized with severe burns on his face and arms, according to the lawsuit. He died at a hospital, according to Dallas County Medical Examiner records. The lawsuit will continue with Valdez's wife now handling his estate and alleges Atmos showed negligent, careless, and reckless disregard of its duty to protect the public, seeking a jury trial along with damages of over $1 million. The lawsuit seeks punitive damages and compensation for pain and suffering, disfigurement, mental anguish, and medical expenses, among other issues. And millions of bluebonnets will soon bloom across Texas, blanketing parks, pastures, and highway shoulders in that most recognizable hue. This year will likely be an excellent year for bluebonnets and other wildflowers across the state, according to a forecast from the Lady Bird Johnson Wildflower Center at the University of Texas at Austin. Why the optimism? Well, last summer's drought followed by recent rains have created ideal bloom conditions, A spate of warm days this month means the blooms, which typically peak in April, will likely start appearing soon. In fact, blue bonnets have already begun blooming in Austin, said Scott Simons, a spokesman for the Wildflower Center. North Texas is typically 2 weeks behind Austin, so blue bonnets could start showing up in early or mid-March. Thanks for listening. For more on today's stories and the latest breaking news, visit dallasnews.com. Enjoy your weekend, and I'll be back Monday with more from the Dallas Morning News.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.